here's a story from The World.
We start the show today with a story that we've been following all week. That's what happens when a president refuses to leave power. Workers in Minsk, the Belarusian capital, on strike, part of a nationwide protest. Anger over what many are calling a rigged presidential election. On Monday, President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a sixth term in that illegitimate election. He's ruled the country since 1994. Those mass protests across Belarus have been met by violent crackdowns. Opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya fled to Lithuania earlier this week. Some of her close political allies also fled from Belarus. We're joined by one of them who is in Moscow. Veronika Tsepkalo helped organize Tikhanovskaya's campaign for president, and in so doing helped create one of the largest expressions of dissent Belarus has seen in years. I asked Veronika for her reaction to all that's happened this week.
I feel I'm very proud of Belarus people because we all know that we are ready for changes. Lukashenko regime, the active president, we are tired of his dictatorship. We are tired being insulted. We are tired being hurt and we are tired being under pressure all the time. So the people are ready for changes. We don't want to live in this Belarus any longer. We want to live in a new democratic, open country.
You're in Moscow now. Why did you leave Belarus?
I came to Moscow at the day of election. My entire family, my husband and the kids had to leave Belarus several weeks before because my husband was facing criminal charges and they started the procedure of taking away my kids. That's why I decided to come to Moscow and vote in Belarus embassy at Russian Federation. And the same day I left back to Belarus. I spent one day in Belarus, but I was told as well that I was going to be put in the jail. That's why I decided to leave because I think I can do more. Being in Moscow, being free, and being able to speak up for Belarus people.
Of course, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is also in exile in Lithuania. There are reports that she was threatened by Belarusian authorities. Have you been able to speak with Tikhanovskaya in the last couple of days?
Yes, we do stay in touch with Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. Indeed, she was put under the pressure by Belarus authorities. They were threatening her. She never told me what the threat was all about, but I'm sure the threat was very harsh because if you look at her address next day, you will see the tears in her eyes. You will hear the voices shaking. So that's why she had to leave Belarus for her own safety and for the safety of her kids. At the same time, please keep in mind that Svetlana Tikhanovskaya's husband, he is still in the jail, and Belarus government uses her husband as a hostage and put pressure on Svetlana. So they use all possible and impossible ways to get rid of the throne candidates in Belarus. This is how Lukashenko regime works, unfortunately.
What did Tikhanovskaya tell you? What has she told you in the last couple of days about just how she's doing personally with what's transpired in Belarus?
I spoke with her last night and she's doing much better now. Of course, as I said, she was put under huge pressure and it took her some time to recover because she's very worried about her husband. She was very worried about the kids, but now she's getting better. And if you heard today, if you saw today, she released one more address to Belarus people. And when you look at her, you will see that she's much, much better now. Because I know Svetlana, she's a very strong person. She has very strong personality. I'm sure she will be fine.
In terms of a way forward for Belarus, is there a solution to this conflict? I mean, this deadlock. It seems like Alexander Lukashenko has no plans of giving up power.
Belarus people, if you look at the peaceful demonstration, peaceful protests in Belarus, which are happening for the last 4 days, people of Belarus don't want Lukashenko any longer. I appeal to international community not to recognize Lukashenko as acting president of the Republic of Belarus.
So what can you say about the response of the police and military in Belarus? It's really concerning because on one hand, witnesses say the authorities treat them like they're not even citizens. That's how brutal the crackdown's been. But there reportedly have been calls that the military should break ranks. How likely do you think that is?
It was awful. If you saw the video, if you saw the pictures from Belarus, what is happening in the streets, it's not acceptable. The policemen, the law enforcement agencies are so cruel. It's horrible. I always, when I look at these pictures, I always cry because I cannot accept that this is what's happening in my home country in the 21st century. And really, my heart and my soul is broken of what I'm seeing, what is happening in Belarus.
I mean, these protests are roiling the entire nation of Belarus. What do you think Belarus will be a year from now?
If the situation changes, and we hope that the situation will change, Belarus will be a free country with basic human rights. Like, we will be able to have free meetings, free speech, free mass media. And we just all hope that Belarus will become a safe country, because nowadays the country is not safe. We are all afraid of, for our kids. As I said, like, we would like to live in Belarus. We would like to raise our kids in Belarus. We don't want to leave. We don't want to immigrate to any other country. So hopefully when he leaves, Belarus will breathe freely, the first time within 26 years.
Veronika Tsepkalo is a leader with Belarus's opposition movement. She's now in exile in Moscow. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.